And now back to David Green at the White House, because there's another big story coming there. David, tomorrow the president is set to sign into law a bill to build the 700 miles of fencing along the U.S.-Mexico border. This is what came out of Congress with the big immigration debate this year. The White House didn't want to make this a public ceremony, but now it will.
They didn't. They were actually considering not having a public signing ceremony. This is not a bill the White House is really excited about, Alex. The president had always said that any immigration reform needed to be, in his word, comprehensive, which included a guest worker plan to give illegal immigrants in the country a crack at legal working status, but also some new changes beefing up the border. A lot of conservatives in the House didn't really want to go into the guest worker plan before the election. They just decided to take measures like building a fence, and so the president not getting all he wanted, but they are going to have a public signing ceremony, but very low key in the Roosevelt Room without a large gathering. So they're trying to find a balance here.
Who's leading, the White House or the congressional Republicans?
Well, we'll have to wait and see until after the election. If the president returns, gets a guest worker plan and really fights for it, I think he'll ultimately say that he led inside a political reality. But if he never gets what he wants, then I think it'll appear that the congressional Republicans had their way.
NPR's David Green at the White House. Thanks, David.
Pleasure, Alex.